USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Her new show's been canceled. Her Roseanne reruns yanked off all platforms, and Roseanne Barr's agents have dropped her after her racist tweet against former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett yesterday. Barr's been furiously tweeting apologies since, in one blaming her use of the sleep aid Ambien for what she calls a stupid joke. But she's also slammed some fellow entertainers for failing to defend her. Though comedian Jamie Foxx had this to say of it all.
I just think we just got to get back to loving each other. Like, we in America, man. What are we tripping on? It's like we're in the greatest place in the world, and we're bickering back and forth with each other, and we're always hanging something on somebody.
10 terrorist attackers killed after attempting to storm a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan. ICE is claiming responsibility for an incident which killed one police officer at the nation's Interior Ministry. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Some cross-border bickering continues about the president's wall proposal. As he says at a Nashville rally yesterday,
in the end, Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
Less than 1 hour later, the Mexican president responded, tweeting, "No, Mexico will never pay for a wall. Not now, not ever." Some of more than 1,100 frantic 911 calls that came into Howard County, Maryland dispatchers on Sunday during historic flash flooding in Ellicott City have now been made public.
Yes, I have a lady stuck in a building over here across the street from me, and then the water's getting higher and higher on her.
County 911, what's the location of your emergency?
8016 Main Street, what should we do?
Meanwhile, the body of a Maryland National Guardsman who was swept away by the floodwaters in Ellicott City on Sunday has now been recovered. 39-year-old Edison Herman was helping a woman look for her cat in the flooding on Sunday when he disappeared into the water himself. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A flurry of diplomatic activity continues preparing for a summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, which appears to still be on for June 12th. USA Radio's John Clemens with more.
While the focus of the June 12th summit will be on Pyongyang's nuclear desires, people like Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, tells us he hopes the issue of all the thousands of political prisoners will also be discussed.
A lot of the key focus is on nuclear weapons and missile delivery systems, but there remains hundreds of thousands of people in prison camps in North Korea being denied freedom of faith, basic human rights.
I'm John Clemens.
Residents below Lake Tahoma in McDowell County, North Carolina, are being evacuated. Emergency management officials say the lake's dam is in imminent danger of failing. Residents are being warned that water is already spilling around the sides of the dam and that it is a life-threatening situation. And a Republican congresswoman claims pornography is the cause of school shootings. Representative Diane Black raising some eyebrows when she told a group of ministers yesterday that the decline of family support systems and the rise of pornography are big reasons for deadly violence. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.